Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me is coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing, Lord, cover me, renew in me the right spirit, lead to that secret, sacred place of you. Make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be.
Shall continually be in my mouth. This is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your co-host, evangelist, missionary Terry Rogers. And Dr. Maria Carey is the president and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries. And we have a spirit-filled lesson on today. Let's get to it. Announcements and resources. Amazing Grace School of Ministry classes have been delayed until further notice. For more information, please contact Dr. Maria Carey at 309-750-7584. To everyone listening in Radio Land, I decree blessings unto you. If you are blessed by the talk show, I need you to express it via text, email, or comment on our lesson page. You can text it at 309-750-7584, email Amazing Grace Ministries, capital A, AmazingGraceMinistries, at gmail.com. Our lesson lead gives https://amazinggraceministries/2020/10/24/amazing-grace-ministries-destroying-the-yokes-of-bondage. And we also have a short link, and that short link is http://tobtara.com/118-35329. Prepare to hear an end time word for this season during the month of November. And this is the Thanksgiving month, although we know that every day is a day of Thanksgiving. And our theme is God's abiding love. The lesson this week is giving thanks because God loved me first. Giving thanks in era of COVID-19. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and this is the New King James Version. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. When we say to give, it means, and in the verb, it's a verb, freely transfer the possession of something to someone or to hand over to. Some synonyms are to present with, provide with, supply with, furnish with. Cause or allow someone or something to give, to have something, especially something abstract. Providing or supply with, to allow, permit, grant, accord, offer, show, display, set out, and indicate. To state or put forward informational argument, and to say to thanks means an expression of gratitude, appreciation, acknowledgement, recognition, credit. Usually thanks is a grateful feeling or acknowledgement of a benefit, favor, or the like expressed by words or otherwise. Thanksgiving outlined by the scriptures, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Psalm 75:1-3, and this is the King James Version. Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks, for that thy name is near thy wondrous work declare. When I shall receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillars of it, Selah. Psalms 136:1-3. Listen to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Ephesians 1:15-17. Wherefore also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer, that the God of our Lord Jesus, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. 1 Thessalonians 5:17-19. Pray without ceasing, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit. I'm going to read 1 Thessalonians 5:17-22 in the Message Version. Be cheerful, no matter what. Pray all the time. Thank God no matter what happens. This is the way God wants you who belongs to Christ Jesus to live. Don't suppress the spirit. And don't stifle those who have a word from the master. On the other hand, don't be gullible. Check out everything and keep only what's good. Throw out anything tainted with evil. When we look at the meaning of Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving is truly a special day. It was first celebrated in 1621 when the Pilgrims and the Wampanoag Indians shared a fall harvest. Abraham Lincoln proclaimed a national day of Thanksgiving to be held each year in November in the United States. Thanksgiving is held on the fourth Thursday in November. Canada, too, has a national day of Thanksgiving. and that day occurs on the second Monday in October. When we think of Thanksgiving, we conjure up thoughts of leaves that have changed colors and have fallen from the trees. We also think of visiting with family and friends and watching Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, either in person or on television. However, this Thanksgiving is different because of the coronavirus. We can't gather in our homes with family and friends. We have been separated by a pandemic in which many have lost their lives, but God is still in control. Thanksgiving Day continues to be a day of thanks. On Thanksgiving Day, we are reminded of the bounty of treasures that is a part of our lives. The holiday of Thanksgiving has broader significance. Thanksgiving is also a call to action. It is important for us to remember that the word Thanksgiving is composed of two words, and giving. Through the holidays of Thanksgiving, we are reminded to give thanks and to share and give. The holiday reminds us to share our economic and material wealth and to share also our time and talents with other people who can use our help. In terms of thought and deed, the holiday of Thanksgiving gives us an enriched perspective on the abundance in our lives. This Thanksgiving Day, take a moment and reflect on God's goodness for the fact that the blood of Passover is keeping us safe during COVID-19. We continue to thank God, but we must also take action to keep our loved ones safe. This year has been unlike any. We have seen and probably we will never see again, but we are grateful. We have seen this pandemic take so many lives, and yet it's still taking lives. We see disparities within the Black and Brown communities. God will never leave or forsake us. And there is abundance of life in Christ Jesus. True thanksgiving is found in our praise. Let's explore these points. We have grounds to praise God. Yes, we do. God is praised for his inherent qualities, his majesty. Psalms 104:1. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, there are very great. There are clothed with honor and majesty. God's holiness, Isaiah 6:3. And one cried to another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, full of his glory. He is glorified as God, Romans 1:21, in view of what he essentially is. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became fertile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. More frequently, he is praised for his works in creation, providence, and redemption. References may be dispensed for us with the evidence from every page of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, and the book of Psalms in particular. From beginning to end, it's occupied with the themes of worship. When God operates under these aspects, to set themselves not simply as general effects of his power and wisdom, but as expressions of his personal love to the individual, the nation, his works become benefits, and praises passes into blessings and thanksgivings. Then there are modes of praise. Modes meaning a way or manner in which something occurs or is experienced, expressed, or done. True praise of God, as distinguished from false praise, Isaiah 29:13 and Matthew 15:8. Isaiah 29:13 says, therefore the Lord said, inasmuch as these people draw near with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but have removed their hearts far from me, and their fear towards me is taught by the commandment of men. Matthew 15:8. These people draw near to me with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Psalms 4:7, Psalms 33:21 talks about the all inward emotions of gladness and rejoicing of heart. Psalm 4:7 says, put gladness in my heart more than in the season that their grain and wine increase. Psalms 33:21. For our hearts shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. A music of the soul and spirit, Psalms 103 and 1, Luke 1 and 46, which no language can adequately express, Psalms 106 and 2, 2 Corinthians 9 and 15. Psalms 103 and 1 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Luke 1:46 says, and Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord. Psalms 106, and this is the New King James Version, who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can declare all his praise? And when you say who can, that's expressed. 2 Corinthians 9:15, be to God for his indescribable gift. Our expression of praise is natural to strong emotions, and the mouth instinctively strives to express the utterance of the heart. Psalms 51 and 15. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. Any of the most moving passages in scriptures come from the inspiration of the spirit of praise, awakened by the contemplation of the divine majesty or power or wisdom or kindness, but above all by the revelation of redeeming love. Again, the spirit of praise is a social spirit calling for social utterance out of our beliefs. The man who praises God desires to praise him in the hearing of other men, Psalms 40 and 10, and desires also that their praises should be joined with his own, Psalms 34 and 3. Psalm 34 and 3 says, O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. 10 says, I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart. I have declared your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great assembly. Further, the spirit of praise is a spirit of song. It may find expression in other ways, in sacrifice, Leviticus 7 and 13, or testimony, Psalm 66 and 16, or even prayer, Colossians 1 and 3. Leviticus 7 and 13 says, besides the cakes, he shall offer for his offering leavened bread with the sacrifice of thanksgiving of his peace offering. Psalm 66 and 16. Come and hear all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he have done for my soul. Colossians 1 and 3. We give thanks to God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. But it finds its most natural and its fullness utterance in lyric and music forms. When God fills the heart with praise, he puts a new song into the mouth, Psalms 40 and 3. And he had put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. It is our duty to give God praise. Praise is represented everywhere in the Bible as a duty to no less than a natural impulse and a delight. To fail in this duty is to withhold from God's glory that which belongs to him, Psalms 50 and 23, Romans 1 and 20. Psalms 50 and 23 said, whoso offered praise glorified me, and to him that ordered his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. Romans 1 and 20, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, but understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. It is to shut up one eye to the signs of his presence, Isaiah 40 and 26, to be forgetful of his mercy, Deuteronomy 6 and 12, and unthankful for his kindness, Luke 6 and 35. Isaiah 40 and 26, lift up your eyes on high and behold who have created these things that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by name, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Deuteronomy 6 and 12, then beware lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Luke 6 and 35. Beloved, ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great. And ye shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. If we are not to fall into these sins, but are to give to God the honor and glory and gratitude we owe him, we must earnestly cultivate the spirit and habit of praise. From holy men of old, we learn that this may be done by arousing the soul from its slothfulness and sluggishness place. Psalms 57 and 8 and Psalms 103 and 1. Psalm 57 and 8 says, awake up, my glory, awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. Psalms 103 and 1 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Psalm 57 and 7 says, my heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Psalms 108 and 1 says, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory. By meditating on his works and ways, Psalms 77 and 11, I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. By recounting his benefits, Psalms 103 and 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Above all, for those to whom he has spoken in his Son, by dwelling upon his unspeakable gifts. 2 Corinthians 9 and 15, Romans 8 and 31, 1 John 3 and 1. 2 Corinthians 5, 9 and 15 says, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gifts. Romans 8:31 says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, can be against us. 1 John 3 and 1, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Therefore, we must continue to give thanksgiving on this coming Thursday, but every day of our lives, we serve a God that continues to bless us, even in this trying time. Oh, give thanks, because God is good. Oh, give thanks, because his mercies endureth forever. Let's praise God. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we come humbly before your throne of grace. First and foremost, God, we ask you to forgive us. Forgive us for any sins we have committed, Lord God, knowingly and unknowingly. And then, Lord God, we thank you for who you are. You are truly the Lord of lords. You are the King of kings. You are the everlasting Father. Lord God, you are the Prince of Peace, and we thank you on today, Lord God. Lord God, your word says in Psalms 86 and 12, it says, I give thanks to you, O Lord, my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever, Lord. We are so thankful for the relationships that we have with you. Lord, you initiate this relationship by what your Son endeavored to accomplish, paying the price for my sins and those of my brothers and sisters, thus redeeming and reconciling us. God of all blessings, sources of all life, giver of all grace in all things, we thank you for the gift of life, for the breath that sustains life, for the food of this earth that nurtures life, and for the love of family and friends, without which there would be little happiness in life. You know the times we have been ungrateful, held ill thoughts towards you and others. You know the times we complained and grumbled about life and its circumstances. But you loved us regardless, even when we are ungrateful. We are thankful, Lord, for everything that you allow to cross our path. We are thankful for the decisions that you allow us to make and the life lessons that come from these decisions. We are thankful, Lord, that you do not have to live under condemnation anymore, and that you have truly set us free. We thank you again and again, and can't thank you enough for all that you have doing, and all that you have done, and all that you are doing right now. Thank you for being a God of more than enough. Thank you for Dr. Carey, Lord, and the good work that she's doing to getting this word out to your people. Lord God, we ask you to bless her. Bless her in a way that only you can. Keep us and be with us in everything that we say and do on today, Lord God. And, Lord God, we ask you to continue to look on the bereaved families, Lord God. Look on the sick and afflicted, Lord God. Go and touch, Lord God. Touch from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord God. Let them know that you're with them. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to Amazing Grace Ministries Blog Talk Radio, where your host and CEO is Dr. Maria Carey, and yours truly, Evangelist Terry Rogers, was your co-host on today. Remember, if you are blessed by this talk show, I need you to express it via text, email, or comment in the lesson page. Text Dr. Carey, 309-750-7584. Email amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. That's with a capital A. Tune in next time for another exciting lesson. Happy Thanksgiving. Be safe. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. And don't forget to social distance. Be blessed. Enjoy the remainder of your weekend.